Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my latest QAnon video. For those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on qmap.pub. Wanted to let you know qanon.pub is also back online. For those of you who have Android phones and would like to download mobile apps to get notifications, Q drops, and Q alerts can be found in the Play Store. My theme for this video is Spooks Are Spooked, talking quite a bit about the intelligence community, and we might as well dive into this because we've got a lot of ground to cover. Q posted this, two links to a couple of articles on August 29th. First article is about the revelation that China was receiving in real time Hillary Clinton's emails, and there's a link to that. You can find this is on Daily Caller. Second link is to an article about how China managed to obtain classified information on U.S. submarine weapons systems. Q has talked about this previously, and I think we're getting a suggestion that through Hillary's emails and through access that she granted to China to her server, China may have gotten some information on classified weapons systems. So that's the kind of thing we'll be talking about here. And Anon asked Q for a song dedication. Hey Q, Irish Anon here, been here since post number one, getting married soon. We want to dedicate a song to the team. Take 5 minutes out of your hectic schedule, knock your heads together, and pick a tune. Where we go one, we go all. Q posted this, congratulations. Those who pull the trigger seem to prefer this one as a YouTube link. Not exactly wedding material, but great when in the action. And you can go and find that link. Actually, let me see. I have never heard this song before. It is a song called Dink by Green Mind. You can check that out if you're interested in it. Then Q posted this, the Punisher skull. If you're not familiar with why Q posts the Punisher skull, you might want to check out this article. It's actually really good. Bone Deep, the relationship between the Punisher and the military. You can just search for this. This is on taskandpurpose.com. Good history of special forces and why they use the Punisher as kind of the symbol. Now, moving on to this, these posts are from August 30th, and it is a series of posts about Snow White and Corona. And we've got on the left here Snow White 3 now offline, Snow White 4 offline, Snow White 6 offline, Snow White 7 offline, package complete, have a nice day. If you look back at old Q posts, you'll find out that Snow White is a reference to the CIA. And the CIA supercomputers, they have 7 of them, and they're referred to by the names of the 7 dwarves. It's just one of Q's signatures. And we've been talking about Q signatures in the past. So when you see Snow White, just think CIA. And over on the right-hand side here, Q continued posting. And these are posts about Corona. Corona 1 now offline. Corona 4 offline. Corona 8 reroute T83. Corona 8 new control. Corona 8 now offline. Corona 16 task route. And Corona 16 now offline. You can see there's in the brackets on the top there on the right above Corona 1, DIAC, Killbox, A1Z, Bravo. I don't know what that code means. Q also posted this, Big Bird 9, now offline. And when Q was posting this on the 30th, people were scratching their heads like, what the heck is Q talking about? Q then posted this, Blind Eyes in the Sky, shall we play a game? And I found it rather interesting that someone actually did a painting with 7 clowns that were blindfolded. Well, symbolic of the 7 supercomputers that the CIA has. So, an Anon posted this. I keep getting 502 errors. Anyone else? And a lot of people were having difficulty accessing the board that night. Q said, disruption and good to go. Q. This website here, I'm just going to click on this and we'll go to it. On Gizmodo.com, if you search for how the U.S. built its super secret spy satellite program, you'll get all kinds of information on the various now declassified spy satellites that were used by the CIA, the NSA, and other intelligence agencies. if you go through here quickly, Corona program was one of the early spy satellite programs, and then they went into the Argonne program. Later, there was the Lanyard program, and then we had the Gambit program. That was followed by the Hexagon program. When Q referred to Big Bird as offline, the Big Bird satellite is also called the Hexagon satellite. And then it actually goes on and talks about the Kenyan program. So these are all different secret programs that the CIA and NSA had. And that's what Q is referring to when you see those references. And evidently, because rogue operatives inside the CIA were attacking Q's board, Q and the team attacked back and they took some satellites offline and they took some computers offline as a little retaliation. And Anon said, "Hey, just keep POTUS safe, Q." Q responded, "We will gladly end our lives to ensure that he lives more than you can imagine, Q. The people on Q's team are patriots and they will protect the president at all costs." Q posted this, "GCHQ Bude sent distress signal, 8:09 Eastern Time, NSA no more." Some people freaked out about that, and I got some messages in my inbox because they thought, well, NSA is the good guys. If it's they're down, that's not good. Wiki on GCHQ viewed. It is a signals transmission station in the UK. I don't know a whole lot about this, but I do know that UK, GCHQ, and NSA, they share some resources, and I think that's what Q is referring to. Q posted this, "Main frequency bands terminated. Goodbye" with a hashtag Q. I do not know what "main frequency bands terminated" means. And if you don't know, well, then we're both confused. But I'm just going through all of this. And Anon posted this, and this is a response to several observations by other Anons who were all having problems accessing the board that night. Yep, DDoS, disseminated denial of service. 502s, when you can't access the website, capture problems. That means we're over the target. KEK. KEK is a translation for basically LOL, laughing out loud, for those of you who need to know what that means. Q responded, "Retaliation, horizon," in quotes, "active." Q. I believe what Q is referring to is a CIA war game simulation based on web attacks, and it was called Silent Horizon. I'm guessing the CIA deployed that to fend off the attacks that Q and the team were putting on them that night. One of the Anons said, "That's hilarious, multi-billion-dollar criminal organization, and the best they can do is pick on Anons and disrupt threads on an image board. That is rich indeed." World War II bomber pilots always said, "If you're taking flak, you know you're over the target." Q posted this. It's a link to a website about the NSA data center in Utah. Q wrote, "Utah, what are the odds of that?" Q, I think that's a wink or a nod to John Huber, who was working out of Utah, U.S. attorney. Anon posted this. There's a link to this article about this website being a parody site. And it says that it's actually very informative. You can learn a lot about the NSA on this parody site. And then Q said, "Information comes in many forms." This is about the origin of KEK, because a lot of people have been asking me about it. It's a phrase that came out of the gamer culture. Q posted this, a couple of links to two articles, Washington Post. For those of you who don't know, the Washington Post is a favorite outlet of the CIA when they want to spread propaganda. That is not a very well-kept secret. Pretty well known that Washington Post is a CIA propaganda outlet. So Q posted two links to stories on Washington Post and said, "Any similarities?" First article is a poll explaining that the QAnon conspiracy movement is very unpopular, in case you didn't know that. The second story is like the first one, and the headline is, "Trump's historic unpopularity is a big important story." In case you didn't know that the most popular man on Twitter is an unpopular president, well, now you know. So Q posted this, "Spooks are spooked. Clowns inserted Snowden 2 in brackets last year. operation failed. Expect another big coordinated wave, number three, of attacks by fake news. Yay, more attacks by the mainstream media on Q. Well, if you want to bring some more attacks on Q and the people that are decoding Q, you go right ahead. We are ready for it. Q posted this: those who are attacked the most are the biggest threat. And then in and on said, Washington Post, why? Bezos, Amazon, Q and Trump are unpopular? No. They fear Trump and Q, and they're trying to discredit both. Typical tactic. Q responded to that, think about this. Did Washington Post dedicate resources to conduct an actual poll regarding Q? All for a conspiracy? Ask yourself why, Q. And Anon responded with this. Here's a better question. Does WAPO skew all polls? I'll bet good money that they do, every single one. And we know you don't waste money on a poll unless it supports your claim. And he's got a quote from Mark Twain. There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And Q posted this, the famous prediction that Hillary had a 98% chance of winning the election. And Anon posted this, truth must be exposed. We the people need it. How can we prevent in the future if the stuff we're going through right now, if the truth, the whole truth, never comes to light? Those who ignore history, and history includes all the hidden truth, are doomed to repeat it. So Q posted this. On the left, we have an older drop, and it's going to read their section in the red rectangle. Ask yourself who is trying to start a war. Ask yourself if a missile was launched by rogue actors, what would be the purpose? Ask yourself what would or should immediately start a war. Ask yourself, would the public understand the following statement? Rogue actors, clowns, U.S. former heads of state, initiated a missile launch in order to force the U.S. into a war or conflict against X. So on the right-hand side, Q responded to that. We believe in full transparency, hence the reason why people are here. Hence the reason why the people are being updated. Emphasis on some things. The world is connected. Some things would irreparably harm our ability to advance. Q has alluded in the past to the fact that if certain things are revealed, it would provoke other countries to attack us and get us into a war. While Trump and his people and the Q team believe in transparency, they're not going to give full transparency if it's going to be something that will risk us getting into a war. So there are some things that if they were revealed, they would do more harm than good. And the people that are making these decisions, they've got good heads on their shoulders, so I think we need to trust them. This was a message to Q from a patriot. She sent me this through Twitter. Just want to share this with you. I wish someone would pass this along to Q. My parents lost everything in Hurricane Harvey. They're in their 70s and were totally without hope. They've seen our country and our government go to crap, and they lost their home and 40 years of marriage worth of belongings, and they were very depressed. When my mom finally got her house back, she created this wall because she said Q gives her hope, and here is the wall. Q said that the CIA inserted a second Snowden into the NSA last year to try to do more damage, but they failed. One of the Anons posted this. It is an excerpt from an article about that story. Second Snowden. U.S. Department of Justice may charge a former NSA contractor with espionage after discovering top-secret documents and enough highly sensitive data to fill 10,000 DVDs at his home in Maryland. Retired U.S. Navy officer Harold Thomas Martin III, 51 years old, has been dubbed the second Snowden by the press. He worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, the same firm that employed Snowden. So here is the article. You can check that out if you're interested. This is on RT, but you can find it on a lot of other websites. Q posted this, good find. The Marathon Media is working hard. And then we have this. It looks like a fairly long post. It's actually a lot of links to different articles. We have a link at the top to a Washington Post article, and it's a poll about Trump's disapproval. Then Q wrote, think polls that were posted yesterday, WAPO. What are the odds of that? Notice any similarities? Sample in brackets. And then down below, Q wrote, do you believe in coincidences? And this is a repost of the previous day's list of those two articles on Washington Post about the polls. So the first article, Washington Post leads off with this headline, poll says that 60% disapprove of Trump, while clear majorities back Mueller and Sessions. And that story got circulated. Politico regurgitated it. The Hill also posted it. This is from Axios. This is from CNBC. This one is from The Hill. This article is from Washington Times. This one is New York Post. And we've got this one from Newsweek. ABC helped do the poll, so-called poll. So they reposted the same story. MSN, this is their story. And we've got Roll Call. And this story, Real Clear Politics, is begging Trump to leave Sessions alone. Be careful what you wish for. This story is from Vice. This story is from NBC. Again, Trump's disapproval hits a new high. In this post, Q gives us a little bit of strategy. Think WAPO in brackets. QAnon yesterday poll, POTUS today poll. Notice any similarities? Fake news readers, those who are asleep, not attentive or alert, and are inactive, are told to support Sessions. And then we have a quote from Sun Tzu. Every battle is won before it is ever fought. Are you awake, Q? So Q here is suggesting that Trump has won the battle before he ever went to on the field by getting the mainstream media and his opponents to take the wrong side in the battle. Trump knew long ago that the Mockingbird media was his enemy. He needed a strategy to defeat them. His book, Art of the Deal, is based on Sun Tzu's book, The Art of War. By getting the media and the Americans to support his prosecutor, Sessions, Trump has already won his victory. If you're interested in reading a very good article on Trump, I would check this one out. This article is on Thunderbird School of Global Management, and it is written by the man who is a former publisher for Forbes magazine. It's called Sun Tzu and the Trump Doctrine. And this guy he knows Trump pretty well. He's worked with him, seen him do business deals, and has some very good insights on how Trump works people, how he works deals, how he uses deception to get what he wants. The bluff is one of the sections he talks about, the tell, playing head games. If you want to know what really goes on in Trump's world when he is working against an opponent, it's a very good article. I would definitely recommend checking it out. So Q posted this. On the right, we have a graphic that shows the newspapers that supported Hillary during the 2016 election. They all supported Hillary. None of them were supporting Trump. Actually, there were a few, but they didn't put them in the graphic. Q wrote, "Do you believe actual polls were conducted? Pre-election polls. Hillary was favored by 90 to 98%. Reconcile against results. Why is there emphasis put on polls? Define human nature." And then there's a definition. "The general psychological characteristics, feelings, and behavioral traits of humankind regarded as shared by all humans." Then we have in brackets point one, fake news logic. "If people believe the odds are hopeless, their candidate will win, do they still make the effort to vote?" No, they don't. Point number two, "If people believe the odds are overwhelming that their candidate will win, do they still make the effort to vote? Does one cancel two?" Point three, fake news logic. "If people believe the majority of people feel a certain way about something, do they go with the majority to feel accepted?" Many times they do. "If the majority of people believe something, does that imply that it must be right?" Some people believe it does. "Does this give rise to the we are the majority mindset? Define echo chamber. A metaphorical description of a situation in which beliefs are amplified or reinforced by communication and repetition inside of a closed system. Prior to new platforms and networks connecting people, did the old guard have full control? Did the old guard learn from this mistake in the 2016 election and now tasking all new platforms and networks to censor? When you are awake, you can see clearly." So a little bit about propaganda. The old guard media and their puppet masters messed up in 2016. They let the independent reporters influence public opinion, and it cost them the White House. Now the NSA has all their information, and they can put them on trial. This new onslaught of impeachment propaganda by the media is a last-ditch effort to regain control of the system that they lost. If they don't win the House and Senate in November and impeach Trump, they will lose everything. Q posted a link to a story about cost overruns on California's bullet train project and asked this, does this mean more fires? Paul and Nancy Pelosi Charitable Foundation, Q. Q has previously suggested that California wildfires were set deliberately in order to gain access to federal funding. Here's a link to the article, way over budget. Q posted this. It is a series of questions with links to three articles that are related. First question, what about the budget? Second question, why would California elected officials knowingly collapse the budget? Third question is there money to be made? And there's an example. There's another link. And then below, Q asks, Big Pharma donates how much money to California and New York elected officials? Compare versus other states. Why are California and New York vital areas of control? Think ports, think legal protection, Q. So let's look at the links that Q posted. First link is to a story about Newsom, who is running for governor, and his plan to give universal health care to illegal immigrants. Q is suggesting here that even if it means collapsing the state budget, politicians are going to pander to the demographic group that puts them in office. The second link goes to this story that basically states California is one step closer to expanding Medicaid for illegal immigrants. Again, pandering to a demographic that is influential in putting them in office. Third link goes to this story. California is allowing illegals to obtain driver's licenses, and they're also combining that with an opt-in or opt-out to register to vote. Right now, illegals are not allowed to opt in to vote, but some politicians are concerned that that may open a loophole in the future. Q posted this, we will do our job to protect the vote. Will you do yours? Fight, 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 Q. Some people have, I think, wrongly accused Q of fostering complacency among conservatives simply because Q has said, we are safe for the midterms. There are some people who feel like you have to whip people and scare them and use fear tactics to get people out to vote. And I don't think that's necessary. Q has said that they're going to do everything they can to make sure that the elections are not rigged. We just need to go out and vote and make sure that the president has people in Congress that will support his agenda. Moving along, Q posted a link to a video by Randy Quaid. He also reminded us that Congress returns from recess. This was on Tuesday. Both chambers, House and Senate, are in session on Tuesday. Randy Quaid's video is a little bit spooky. He's basically just asking CNN where their sources are. They don't have any sources. They're imaginary. I don't want anyone to have a seizure watching that video, so I'm not going to include it. All right, Q posted this. It is a link to a tweet by the president and asked, do you believe in coincidences? Enjoy the show. And the tweet from the president is this, ABC Washington Post poll was by far the least accurate one 2 weeks out from the 2016 election. I call it a suppression poll. But by election day, they brought us, out of shame, to about even. They will never learn. So Trump knows that these polls that they do are fake. Q posted this. It's a link to a YouTube video, and you may have seen it before. U.S. Military Power 2018. You might want to check that out if you haven't seen it. Q posted this, and it is an executive order declaring the month of September to be National Preparedness Month. There's a link to the executive order. National Preparedness Month is a time to focus our attention on the importance of preparing our families, homes, and businesses and communities for disasters that threaten our lives, property, and homeland. During this time, we also honor the brave men and women who selflessly respond to crisis and disasters, rendering aid to those in need. These first responders, who work tirelessly to safeguard our nation and protect our citizens, deserve our utmost gratitude and appreciation. Over the past year, communities nationwide and across the territories have witnessed and endured damage from multiple hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes, floods, volcanic eruptions, and other natural disasters. The historic hurricane season of 2017 included three catastrophic storms that made landfall within a month and was followed by a destructive series of wildfires in California. Combined, these natural disasters affected 47 million people, and tens of thousands were mobilized to provide aid, comfort, and assistance. We are also especially mindful of those currently affected by ongoing wildfires in California, Oregon, and Colorado. In spite of tremendous challenges, the resilience of American people continues to prevail. Tragedies are somber reminders that preparedness is a shared responsibility and that it is critical to maintain readiness. All Americans can prepare for potential disasters by developing and practicing a family emergency response plan, assembling a disaster supply kit, signing up for alerts on mobile devices, setting aside emergency savings, and maintaining adequate insurance policies for their homes and businesses. The Federal Emergency Management Agency's Ready campaign outlines other important steps to best prepare for a major disaster. This month, I encourage all Americans to take the opportunity to ensure they have an emergency response plan in place and ready to be properly executed. Emergencies and disasters test the resilience and strength of families, communities, and our nation. It is impossible to avoid every challenge and threat, but we can and must prepare for them. By doing so, we can help protect our communities and save lives. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim September 2018 as National Preparedness Month. I encourage all Americans, including federal, state, and local officials, to take action to be prepared for disaster or emergency by making and practicing their emergency response plans. Each step we take to become better prepared makes a real difference in how our families and communities will respond and persevere when faced with the unexpected. Donald J. Trump. All right, that is the executive order declaring September to be National Preparedness Month. One of the Anons wrote this, "We are being told to prepare for the storm." Roger that. Another Anon wrote this, "Getting people thinking about bad stuff that may be coming down." Very smart. Of course, we have our Fort Boom Boom's Anon, ready to go, boss. And this Anon said, "Q, I guess this was the nicest way you could warn us of what is ahead. Thank you for the heads up. I pray we are all safe." So what we're getting at here is there is a possibility of civil unrest when certain people are arrested and taken into custody. And I think Q is hinting to us that we should be prepared for not just for natural disasters and emergencies, but the possibility of civil unrest in our area. I think the greatest likelihood of civil unrest is probably in coastal, large cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, places like that. If you live in one of those areas, you might want to take some steps. I'll have some information for you in just a few minutes on that. I want to continue. In June, Q said the media refused to ask the president about Q because they knew he was legitimate and they didn't want the truth to come out. He said the truth must eventually be revealed. He also explained what is at stake. And this is a clipped part of a very long post. And this is talking about the president acknowledging the legitimacy of Q. Q wrote, "It must happen, conspiracy no more. They know this is real, see the tax. The build is near complete, growing exponentially. You are the frame, you are the support. People will be lost, people will be terrified. People will reject, people will need to be guided. Do not be afraid. We will succeed. Timing is everything. Think Huber. Think FBI, DOJ reorganization. Think sex and child arrests and the news. Think resignations, loss of control." Now, talking about how they're going to expose the truth, Q wrote, "How do you remove evil in power unless you reveal the ultimate truth? It must be compelling to avoid a divide, political attacks and optics. We are the majority, growing. Worldwide, sheep no more, together, Q." Q has repeatedly said, "We do not need to fear, but it is not a bad idea to have some things set aside in the event of an emergency." There are a lot of different types of emergencies you may want to prepare for, and that depends on where you live. A good preparedness plan is built around an assessment of what threats are most likely to occur in your area and what threats tend to be the most severe. Preparedness is specific to geographic location. If you live in South Florida, you definitely want to prepare for hurricanes. If you live in Western Washington or Oregon, you would want to prepare for volcanoes, earthquakes, and windstorms. If you live in Kansas or Oklahoma, you would want to prepare for tornadoes. And if you live in urban areas like New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, you'll want to prepare for the possibility of fallout from civil unrest. James Wesley Rawls is an expert in preparedness. His good, better, and best is a logical and practical approach to preparedness. This is a page called the Survival Blog, survivalblog.com, a daily blog for prepared individuals living in uncertain times. He has an article, you can search for this, Preparedness Provisioning, Good, Better, Best. And you can search for this and find it. It's a very good article, gives you really practical and no-nonsense way to prepare. He breaks the preparedness philosophy into get these things and you'll have a good plan. Add to it a few more things, you'll have a better plan. Add to that some more things, you'll have the best plan. And he talks about food, water, shelter, what's necessary at different levels of preparedness. Very good resource, pretty easy way to get up to speed on how to prepare for emergencies. If you really want some good information on preparedness, I found this guy's blog several years ago. It's a blog written by a man who lived through the economic collapse in Argentina. He's written a number of articles that he just journaled day after day after day. Everything that happened to him, what he went through, economic collapse from 2001 to 2003. He learned a lot, had some great advice and tips for how to survive in this kind of a crisis. The web address for this is ferfall.blogspot.com, ferfal.blogspot.com. That'll take you to the main page, and then this is a search on the topic Argentina. If you click on that topic there, there's 92 articles. Very good information on preparedness. All right, moving along. Q posted this. It's a link to a Twitter thread by the CIA. And it links to this particular tweet. CIA offers work as scientists, support staff, engineers, economists, linguists, mathematicians, secretaries, accountants, inventors, cartographers, architects, psychologists, police officers, editors, graphic designers, auto mechanics, historians, museum curators, and more. I think Q is basically, this is evidence of what Q said, that the CIA hires people with certain skill sets. That's from a previous post. And here's the thread. Q posted this, Ezra Cohen Watnick. And then in a follow-up post, there's a link to an article, and Q wrote, Bridges Connecting People. There's the link. And here is the article Q linked to. It is a story about Ezra Cohen Watnick, who was a protege of General Flynn, was initially on the National Security Council, was taken off of the National Security Council, and came back into government as National Security Advisor to Jeff Sessions. And if you're interested in reading a very interesting article, you might want to check this out, The Man McMaster Couldn't Fire. That is on The Atlantic. It's a story about Ezra Cohen Watnick. The mystery behind him, his history with General Flynn in military intelligence, and like I said, good background information. Why is this relevant? Well, let me give you my theory. Q mentioned bridges and how they connect people. Ezra Cohen Watnick is a trusted friend and protege of General Flynn. He became an advisor to Jeff Sessions at the insistence of Trump. Who do you suppose advised Trump to make that move? I'm guessing that would be General Flynn. If Sessions is as useless as some people say that he is, why would they use a valuable asset like Ezra Cohen Watnick to be an advisor to Jeff Sessions? Unless Jeff Sessions isn't as inept as people think. And as long as we are here on Jeff Sessions, I should tell you about a dream I had last night. Actually, two dreams. First dream I had was early in the night, and the best way I can describe it is I was receiving information about why we should trust Jeff Sessions, about how things are going on in the DOJ. And I was getting more and more reason and validation as to why we should trust Jeff Sessions. Second dream was this morning before I woke up. And it was about what I can only call the deep state. I'm not sure if it was pertaining to the State Department or the CIA or maybe both. But what I saw in the dream was a long period of corruption in the deep state. It was obvious, people knew it, but nothing was done about it. And it went on and it went on, and it was, people were frustrated because nothing was being done. Right before I woke up, at the end of the dream, very suddenly, all of that corruption had been dealt with. The people who were involved were arrested and they were replaced in the deep state or the CIA or State Department. I'm not exactly sure which agencies were being referred to in the dream. I just knew that the dream was referring to the deep state. So I think we're going to see some dramatic, sudden changes in those agencies pretty soon. Q posted this, and this is pertaining to Bruce Ohr and Chris Steele when they discussed their hopes that the firewalls would hold up when James Comey testified about Spygate in front of Congress. Q asked, who signed the FISA applications? Who are the firewalls? Well, we know that one of the firewalls is Rod Rosenstein. He signed one of the applications. We kind of suspected that Peter Strzok was another firewall. When Q posted an image, you look at the file name. Sometimes there's interesting information. This file name is Firewalls 3 and 4. And Q wrote in brackets, 3, Bill Priestap, head of FBI counterintelligence, Strzok's boss, cooperating witness, power removed. 4, Peter Strzok, deputy assistant director of counterintelligence, FBI, cooperating witness, fired. So we've got a tweet here by Ted Liu, who says, dear agents of the FBI counterintelligence division, stand strong on your investigation of Trump and Russia. Our nation is relying on you. Well, Q is kind of poking fun here at Ted Liu, who is demanding or encouraging people in the counterintelligence agency to stand strong against Trump. Q here is pointing out that the head of counterintelligence and the deputy assistant of counterintelligence have both been removed from power. Since the president signed his executive order last December, the Global Magnitsky Act, Q has had us tracking the resignations of CEOs, chief financial officers, chief operating officers, and managers of large companies. Here we have a new post. There's a link to an article, and Q wrote, at least 7 senior Facebook executives have announced their departures this year. Nothing to see here. In brackets, DARPA. So here's the article. These are all the top executives who have announced their resignation from Facebook. That's a lot of them. And then Q posted this. It's a follow-up. Sergey Brin, Google, founder, brackets, born in Moscow, was married to Ann Wojcicki, founder of 23andMe, which is a DNA testing company. And then Sergey Brin was brother-in-law to Susan Wojcicki, who is the CEO of YouTube. See, all these people are connected. And then, again, Q puts in brackets, DARPA. So, what the heck is up with DARPA? This is a Wikipedia page on DARPA. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is an agency of the U.S. Department of Defense that is responsible for the development and emerging technologies used by the military. And related to that, we have this post from Q. It's a link to an article on Quartz.com. The true origin of Google rests partly in NSA and CIA research grants. Q says, read between the lines. And this is a link to the article. You can find that. It's a very interesting article. You might want to read it. So Q posted this. How might DARPA, also known as Google, play a role in the spy campaign against POTUS? Think Gmail drafts. Think ES Eric Schmidt resignation. It will all connect eventually. Q. Q here is telling us that Google is masquerading as a privately held company when it's really part of the intelligence apparatus of the military. The Gmail drafts, Eric Schmidt's resignation, the use of game comms like Xbox and PlayStation is all ways that they try to avoid surveillance by the NSA. Speaking of DARPA, DARPA shut down its LifeLog program on February 4th, 2004. LifeLog was a military project that was designed to gather all the critical lifetime events of a person. Well, they shut that down on February 4th, 2004. Coincidentally, Facebook was launched the same day, February 4th, 2004. I don't think it was a coincidence. Key posted a link to a song that was played by operations specialists pre-event last night. Q. Now this is on September 2nd, so that would have been on the 1st. Link to the song, Magic Sword in the Face of Evil. You can check that out if you want. One of the Anons responded, why did I get extreme goosebumps while listening to this? And Q responded with a picture of military helicopters. This Anon responded, did y'all notice the triangle and the all-seeing eye in the middle of that sword in the Magic Sword YouTube song, right? And Q reposted that post. Q posted this, links to three articles, and Q says, they want the keys to the kingdom. Active is in brackets, Q. Link one is an article about a CIA officer who the Postal Service had to apologize for accidentally releasing some of her private messages. Link two is an article about former intelligence professionals, several of them CIA, who are running for public office to oppose the President Trump's treatment of the intelligence community. And link three is a similar story about CIA officers that are running for Congress to oppose the president. Yes, they do want the keys to the kingdom. Q posted this, and it is a coded message. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to ignore the code, and we'll decode it in just a minute. So the message is both chambers, House and Senate, in session tomorrow. Where once there was dark, there is now light. Now, let's look at these, the C3, A5, S6, D1, E2, and L4 that are in brackets. They make up part of the message, but the numbers and letter combinations have a special meaning. If you take the letter number combinations and put them in numerical order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you read the message here, it says D-class. So Q up here is basically saying, when both chambers of Congress come back in session, there's going to be a push to declassify some documents. One of the Anons said this, it means the end of the beginning and time to start reversing the tide. Declass it all, POTUS. You've been more patient than almost anyone could have been in the face of severe provocation for months. New rules, unveiling justice. One of the Anons wrote this and posted a tweet by the president here on the right. The president said, the Democrats, none of whom voted for Jeff Sessions, must love him now. Same thing with Lion James Comey. The Dems all hated him, wanted him out, thought he was disgusting, until I fired him. And immediately he became a wonderful man, a saint-like figure, in fact, really sick. What is Trump saying here? Trump is saying that the Democrats hated Comey until Trump fired him, and then Comey became their hero. What is he saying about Sessions? The Dems all hated Sessions when he was appointed Attorney General, but then Trump publicly turned against Sessions, and now the Democrats love Sessions. What is Trump telling you? He's using psychology. He's using political judo, if you want. So the Anon said, here it comes, the red wave just before the midterms. And Q responded, with love comes trust. Schedule changes can be very painful, Q. It is difficult when things don't happen on your time frame. And Q understands that. Q posted links to a couple of articles, Magic Sword, Q. So here is the first article. It's about an explosion at a Syrian airbase that was thought to be caused by an electrical fault. At least that's what the article says. I think there's actually another reason for that. The second link is to a tweet by President Trump. President Bashar al-Assad of Syria must not recklessly attack the Idlib province. The Russians and Iranians would be making a grave humanitarian mistake to take part of this potential human tragedy. Hundreds of thousands of people could be killed. Don't let that happen. One of the Anons posted this, Op Magic Sword, and Q responded to that with that picture of the helicopters again. I think there was some operation going on that we are not privy to. Previously, Q said, seals are wonderful creatures. Heard they work fast at capturing their prey. Q posted this, and it is an update. I'm going to read this to you, see if I can fit it into the frame here. FBI and DOJ corruption, Federal Bureau of Investigation is in quotes. James Comey, director, fired. Andrew McCabe, fired. James Rubicki, fired. James Baker, general counsel, fired. Bill Priestap, director of counterintelligence, Strzok's boss. Cooperating witness, power removed. Peter Strzok, fired. Lisa Page, fired. Mike Cortan, assistant director of public affairs, fired. Josh Campbell, special assistant to Comey, fired. Michael Steinbach, and there's a dash there. John Glaucone, Randy Coleman, Trisha Anderson, Kevin Kleinsmith, Tashina Gahar, Sally Moyer, all have dashes next to their names. Nothing in there so far. Then we have the Department of Justice, and justice is in quotes. Dave Loffman, chief of the Justice Department's Counterintelligence and Export Control section, fired. John Carlin, assistant attorney general, head of DOJ's National Security Division, fired. Sally Yates, fired. Mary McCord, acting assistant attorney general, acting head of DOJ National Security, fired. Bruce Orr, associate deputy attorney general, demoted twice, cooperating witness, power removed, termination imminent. Rachel Brand, associate attorney general, number three official behind Deputy Rosenstein, fired. Nothing to see here. Who ordered, in brackets we have PDB, Presidential Daily Brief, Q. And that is a good question. For those who think that Jeff Sessions is part of the swamp and Chris Wray is part of the swamp and they're doing nothing, who approves all of these people being fired from their jobs? If they're part of the swamp, why are they draining the swamp? Q posted this. Along with that, it's the FBI chain of command for the investigation of Hillary's email, also known as a mid-year investigation. And in red here, we've got Sally Moyer at the bottom, supervisory special agent. Kleinsmith is connected to her. And we've got Tashina Gohar, FBI attorney. And up here, we have Peter Strzok. He is connected to Andrew McCabe through McCabe's special counsel, Lisa Page. So this is just a diagram of the players that Q has been referring to. Q posted this. It's a repost from May. What is the common theme when bad news is about to break against them? Stay vigilant, Q. That was the morning that we had that shooting in San Bernardino where 10 people were shot. Q's just having people, you know, be alert and be on the lookout for things of that nature. Q posted this, and it is a list of reasons why people want a second special counsel appointed. This is according to the political experts. But Sessions should appoint a second special counsel in D.C., a.k.a. the corrupt swamp. But Sessions should appoint a second special counsel in D.C., a.k.a. the corrupt swamp, with a team of less than 20, typically, and wait 2 to 4 years, taking a gamble. But Sessions should appoint a second special counsel in D.C., a.k.a. the corrupt swamp, because unlike the Clinton email corrupt case, as demonstrated by the FBI DOJ people who were fired and removed, this will be conducted faithfully and honestly, like the Mueller investigation. But Huber has not directly interviewed several witnesses. Therefore, the appointment of Huber by Sessions, and therefore the Inspector General, is not genuine. But Sessions and Huber are following standard DOJ open ongoing investigation policy by not discussing making public, so therefore nothing must be happening. Fire Sessions. But Huber, ability to prosecute plus impanel a grand jury outside of D.C., 90% of which voted for Hillary, who already began the investigation late last year with a signed team of 470 investigators and attorneys, plus the Inspector General, plus the legal jurisdiction across all 50 states, is not a special counsel. Therefore, nothing is being done. But Trump is attacking Sessions via Twitter, so therefore he's not working on behalf of the people's interest, or Trump's. The D's on the left love and trust Sessions. But interestingly, if nothing is being done behind the scenes, why are so many FBI and DOJ senior officials being fired and or removed from their respective positions of power? Who is the Attorney General? Who must sign off on each removal? Is the DOJ in charge of the FBI? Yes, they are. But interestingly, if nothing is being done behind the scenes, why are there 50,000 sealed indictments across the U.S.? In brackets, what percent equals U.S. versus X? Is that just a coincidence, or does it line up with the start of Huber? But interestingly, if nothing is being done behind the scenes, why are many powerful CEOs, members of Congress, and Senate resigning? Coincidence? Example, before Trump, did the Speaker of the House indicate he wanted to leave politics? No, but now he is. But interestingly, if nothing is being done behind the scenes, why are human trafficking arrests surging? I think Lisa May Crowley posted a graphic on Twitter. It shows that there have been around 10,000 arrests so far related to human trafficking since Jeff Sessions was appointed Attorney General. Clickbait and opinions versus logical thinking. Direct communication is necessary. Trust yourself. Think for yourself. Where we go one, we go all. Q. All right, time to move on. One of the Anons posted this. This is a tweet by Kathy Griffin. I never thought I'd want Jeff Sessions to stay on as Attorney General, but at this point, it's the only way to guarantee that Mueller and Rosenstein won't be messed with. That's how low we are right now. And the Anon said, keck. It's just funny. People who hated Sessions 2 years ago are screaming that he be kept on. Q posted this. It is a collage of posts from verified accounts on Twitter, all reporting how Trump blasted Jeff Sessions. And Anon posted a better graphic here. Let me see if I can fit this into the screen. And you can see, if you just look at him, the word blasts is highlighted by the yellow highlighter. ABC 15 Arizona in the upper left, Trump blasts Sessions over indictments of two of his earliest congressional supporters. Below that, David Alexander, Trump blasts Sessions for charging GOP members before midterms. Below that, Washington Examiner. Good job, Jeff. Trump blasts Sessions for criminal charges imperiling GOP. Below that, New York Times, Trump blasts Sessions for charging GOP members before midterms. So it is not a coincidence, I don't believe, when the mainstream media and all these pundits are all saying the same thing. I think they got the 4 a.m. memo. Q posted this on September 3rd. Were there Facebook outages today? And there's a message to Jack Dorsey at Twitter. Shadow bans lifted for 24 hours. Legal cover pre-testimony. And then there's a quote here. Twitter denies the current adoption of shadow banning regarding political viewpoints, etc. No discrimination, etc. Pride ourselves regarding no censorship, etc. Open and transparent, etc. Twitter re-engages shadow banning across the entire platform. You've been a bad boy, and then brackets NP. NP is Nancy Pelosi. Q. We'll talk about that in just a second. And then we've got the graphic there. Facebook was created by DARPA to track a person's entire existence. On the left, there's a screenshot of an article, Pentagon Killing Life Log, and Facebook's creation on the same day. We talked about that previously. All right. Back in February, Q posted this at Jack, civilian puppet, player in the game. We play for keeps. Need help sleeping? How was your meeting with Pelosi? Was protection offered? Life lesson, be smarter than those controlling you. T minus 1, 2, 3, 4. Q. So, yeah, Dorsey and Zuckerberg and all the Silicon Valley CEOs, they are puppets to the Democrats. They do what they're told. They censor viewpoints as told. And I think this reference up here, You've Been a Bad Boy by Nancy Pelosi, is a warning to Jack that he'd better keep that shadow ban on and make sure conservatives are being censored. Q mentioned Facebook having service outages. This is an article, UK Daily Mail, about Facebook outages in Europe and the northeast U.S. Moving along, Q posted a couple of links. News stories about John McCain's replacement. This is a Fox News article about John Kyle, who will be replacing McCain. And this is a wiki on John Kyle. He actually served as Arizona Senator before Jeff Flake. I think he served 4 terms in the Senate. I think he's a safe pick to fill McCain's shoes. Probably going to be a short-term appointment. Kyle retired in 2013. He's 76 years old. I don't think he has much to prove. Probably did this as a favor to Doug Ducey and the president to fill the term for the rest of the year. I'm guessing that next year, Ducey will probably have to pick another replacement. I don't believe that Kyle will be staying on all that long. Q posted a link to a news story. Add to the list, Q. Rahm Emanuel is not going to be seeking re-election. One more politician who is getting out of the game. And we'll end with this post by Q. Where we go one, we go all, we the people, from sea to shining sea. Let freedom ring, patriots. It's your time. If America falls, the world falls. United we stand. God bless you all. Q plus. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.